Welcome, everyone, to another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. Chris Parks, along with Matt Mullinex, Doug Leonard, Jim Field, will give you our picks here for this week. We'll take a look back at how we did last week coming up here in just a moment as well. We'll have eight games on our sheet as always. I want to thank our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union. We'll be back with Who's Gonna Win in a moment.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back now here on Who's Going to Win, and let's take a look back here at last week and how we fared, and this is how things shook out. Both Matt and myself went 6-2, Doug went 5-3, and Jim went 4-4 last week, so that shakes up our overall standings a little bit. I'm at the top spot with 24-8 of the overall record. Matt's two games back at 22-10. And then Jim game behind him at 21-11. And then Doug is at 19-13 here on the season. So there's still room to shake things up here down the stretch. It certainly isn't anybody's game here at this point.
Those are all playoff records in baseball, by the way. Six games over 500, Doug, you're golden.
I'm in. My Cubbies are even better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Go Cubs. Chris, what I want to know is, taking over the new duties at the station, more duties at the station, obviously that didn't affect your preparation for Who's Going to Win, because you're still, you've already got a two-game lead. I mean,
maybe I just have more luck. I don't
do you
know.
Work? Or I mean, you spend the whole time scouring the Iowa Association Quick Stats website.
Yep, that's where I live. Mm-hmm. Live on Quick Stats.
Hey, you have to remember, though, when you're in the sports department, that is work.
That's true. That's part of my job. Yeah,
that's right. That's why I always used to tell my wife when I'd sit home and watch a ball game late at night, don't you have anything better to do? This is work.
Sports guy, got to know what's going on.
I got to watch these things.
Well, this is how it went last week here with our picks. We had a first game on the sheet was Exira EHK at Arweva, and Exira gets a big win, 55-24, the final score there. Jim had a limb pick on that one, and it came crashing down, and you'll notice a trend on that front here in just a moment. East Mills and Stanton battled it out. It was East Mills coming up on top, 40-24, as they stay unbeaten. And it was a winner for Doug and Jim. Matt and myself were incorrect on that one. We had Stanton. Logan Magnolia pulls off the upset over Audubon, at least in the rankings. 39-21, the final score there. And we all picked the Wheelers, so we were all wrong on that one. Also, Underwood was a big winner, 55-0 over Southwest Valley. We all had that one correct. Missouri Valley beat Trainer 46-32. That was a winner for everyone except Jim. That was another one of his limbs that came crashing down.
You know a good tree trimmer?
One sitting to my right.
Yeah, you're taking care of it yourself. So
yeah, I guess.
Winners at Glenwood. It was Glenwood winning big, 42-13, the final there. That was also a winner for Doug, Matt, and myself. Jim's limb came crashing down on that one as well. And then we finished up with Doug getting into the tree business here the last couple as Harlan lost on a late punt return by Dallas Center Grimes. 28-21, the final score there as the Mustangs win it. It was a winner for everyone except Doug. And then the last game of the night was ADM over Atlantic, 55-18. And Doug went with the Trojans, and that one came crashing on him. So that's how we picked last week. We'll turn the page and forget about that. Move on to some new games here this week. And we'll start off with a couple of eight-man games once again here this week. And I think these ones are just about as interesting as the ones we had last week. The first one on the sheet here is Cam on the road at Sydney. Who's going to go first? Do we let Matt go first since he tied for top spot here this week?
Okay, I haven't done that yet. All right. Okay. You've got a matchup of two teams here coming in at 2-2 on the season. taking some different paths, I guess, if you will, coming up there as far as scheduling everything else. Both teams really trying to find their identity and figure out what's going on. You've got Cam. They've been able to move the ball, show signs of some scoring. Sydney, on the other hand, only completing about 50% of their passes, or leading rushers, averaging about 60 yards a game. But they've had a pretty tough schedule coming into here. So with this, I think a long road trip to the southwest corner of the state, I'm going to go with the Sydney Cowboys at home.
All right, so that's one for Sydney. Doug, what do you think?
Well, that is a long road trip for the Cougars. And tough place to play down there in Sydney. So I think I'm going to join Matt and take the home team.
All right, that's two for the Cowboys. I think I'm going to go opposite of you boys here on this one. I like the Cam Cougars. I think their losses have been to some tough competition. I think their road's been a little bit tougher so far here than Sydney's on the season so far. And I think they've got maybe a few better spots at the skill positions that they're going to help him out. Mr. Tickner might help him get a win here this week, so I'll go with Cam.
Okay, this is a mercy pick because we all know that limbs break, so I'll go with Cam and not leave Chris out on a limb here this week. How does that sound?
That's true. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. So we got at least a 50-50 crack here at this one. It wasn't a guarantee I'm going to lose. So Cam, the pick there for a couple of us on that one. We'll move now here to another 8-man contest, and this is a battle of unbeatens. It's the, I guess you could call it, the Mills County Super Bowl outside of Glenwood.
Oh, I can't believe a Glenwood guy would call somebody else playing the Mills County Super Bowl.
I said outside of Glenwood. I put the caveat in there. Hey, the Rams are unbeaten, too. We'll get to that here in a little bit. But Fremont Mills at East Mills, and could be an interesting game. Doug, you get first crack here.
Yeah, it should be an exciting game. East Mills picked up a nice win, last week against Stanton. I think Fremont Mills are they state-ranked number one?
Yep, now yeah. Number one this week.
Yeah, not just Southwest Iowa. So I'm going to take Fremont Mills on this one.
All right, going with the FM Knights. I'm going to go with him as well. I think Fremont Mills, as Mr. Christensen down there, has done a good job putting that program together. They've had a lot of success here in the last 5 years or so, and they've just seemed to fill guys into the right spots. They've even had injuries to deal with this year already. Their original starting quarterback got injured second game of the year, and they've had to change things up. So Sam Phillips, who normally would be their running back, has been playing some quarterback for him, but it hasn't seemed to slow him down at all. I think Fremont Mills has got the more overall talent, but this will be a good test for him, but I'll take the Knights. Jim?
Yeah, being at home, East Mills, gosh, I'd really love to take them, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stick with Fremont Mills, just a little more history, a little more run of success over the years, and I really think they have some salty athletes out there. It doesn't matter to me where you put them. You could put them on the bench, they'll find their way into the lineup just like young Chris Parks used to, and they'll go in there and they'll make some damage. So I like Fremont Mills.
That's a false statement, but we'll go with Matt. What are you going to pick here?
Well, I think, obviously this week at least there's one guarantee of a team from the Mills County that's going to have a loss out of this week.
That's true.
Chris said, but I think you got to look at Fremont Mills. They find multitude of ways to score touchdowns. They've got two kickoffs returned for a touchdown, two punt returns for a touchdown, both of those by Parker Powers, and he has one kickoff. They've got an interception return for a touchdown, a fumble return for a touchdown. So, they get it done. The other thing is their field position. That Parker Powers, he's averaging 26 yards of punt return. And as a team, they're averaging about 36 yards a kickoff. So they're always have good field position and get it done. So I think they continue it tonight.
It's not tax season, apparently, because somebody has a lot of time to prepare for the program. That's a lot of statistical information.
I was up late last night doing
that. That's not even on Quick Stats. That's deeper research.
You got to read between the lines. That's right. Yeah. Analytical. Make a few phone calls. I have all kinds of contacts throughout the area.
Okay, Bino.
All right, that's our 8-man picks here this week. We're going to go ahead and take a break, come back, and give you some of our 11-man football picks here in just a moment after this on Who's Going to Win.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer-focused, best-in-class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the ProAg difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back to Who's Going to Win. As we dive further into our picks here this week, we've got two into the books. So we'll now move to Class A, as the Audubon Wheelers will try to bounce back, as they will be home to take on Maple Valley Anthon Odo here in a Class A matchup. And I guess I get first crack here at this one. The Wheelers, yeah, a little bit surprising that they lost last week to Logan Magnolia, and it ended up being in a fairly handily final score. I was kind of surprised by that a little bit, but and that might have been a lot of the mindset, too, last week. I know that was one that they really were worried about, of course, when the season started, to try to get some revenge. Now they just got to put it behind them and get back out there on the field. Maple Valley does have a nice running back that's gained over 640-some yards here on the season so far. But I like the Wheelers. I think they're going to be ready to try to bounce back and get back in that win column and refocus. So I'll take Audubon here at home.
All right. I don't think Anthon or Odo can help save Maple Valley this week. I think Audubon's going to be more than ready and prepared. That was the attention getter last week, and now they know exactly where they stand and what they have to do to move forward. So, yeah, I like the Wheelers at home.
All right. That's two for Audubon. Matt.
I'm going to go with the Wheelers as well. I think, you know, last week it's one of those this is a team that's up and coming, and you know they're very good athletes out there. But sometimes you get a lot of publicity, press, and a lot of that pressure in there, and it's, you know, how are you going to handle it that first time? And you know, kind of Logan came in and handled them pretty well. So I think they'll get a refocus, and they'll get this season going again, and they just may get another shot at Logan later on.
Yeah, you never know. That could be very well the case down the road. Three for Audubon. Doug, is it a sweep?
Yeah, it's going to be. The Wheelers, you know, as Matt said, you know, when you have that ranking up there, sometimes you don't know exactly how to live up to that, but they're going to have a chance later on in the year maybe to earn that back, you know, and first step starts tonight. So I'm going to take the Wheelers.
All right, that's Wheelers all around there on that one. We're going to jump into a matchup here for a Class 2A, as Red Oak is home to take on Kemper Catholic, as these two teams have started off the season kind of in a little bit different fashions. Jim, you get first crack here at this one.
Hey, Pope Francis is here on our turf. He's in the U.S., so I just got to believe that Kemper Catholic is going to rise up, and they want to represent. So I'm going to take the Knights on the road.
All right, that's one for Kemper Catholic. Matt.
Yeah, I think you've got a couple of teams here that early on, Kemper's played some tough ball clubs early on there with Carroll High and also Greene County. You know, Red Oak, in the same sense, stepped out of district play also and played some tough teams. And Glenwood competed pretty well. Riverside, a little lower, but got the win. So, you know, they're both feeling their way. It's going to be a really, really close ball game. I'm going to go with Red Oak, though, at home.
All right, that's one for the Tigers.
Pope Francis will make a phone call to your house later.
That'll be fine. I'll appreciate it.
There's always confession.
Doug.
I think I'm going to have to agree with Matt on that one. I'm going to take the Tigers at home. You know, I think Kemper is one of the teams that's pretty young and you know, figuring out who can do what for them. And I like the Red Oak Tigers.
All right, that's two for Red Oak, and yeah, it's interesting. They've got you know, a running back, an Isaacson kid, that's played pretty well for them this year, and they expected that. Kemper Catholic, on the other hand, yeah, their competition, I think, has been really tough. They have had the tendency to turn the ball over a little bit, which does scare me a little bit, but I think in these tight ball games, it just seems like the Tigers haven't figured out how to win them, so I'm going to go with Kemper Catholic here and take the Knights here on the road.
You don't have an office in Red Oak. You don't have to feel obligated.
That's true. I don't. I don't. Someone else says, but not me. All right, we'll move on to another contest here. This is a Class 1A matchup. I guess I jumped around on the sheet here a little bit this time. But this is IKM Manning on the road at AHSTW. And, well, before the season started, you would have looked at this and thought it was a really good matchup. And it still looks like a pretty good matchup here this week. But maybe one team's been more impressive than the other. Is that the case, Matt?
Oh, I think so. I think this week you got to go with HSTW. You know, they're still a very tough ball club, fundamentally sound. IKM Manning, they lost a lot last year, but they've had a couple of nice wins here. But I still think with the home field advantage, AHSTW is very tough to beat.
All right, that's one for the Vikings. Doug.
Yeah, and they both dropped, you know, 3-1, both dropped a game to Audubon. HSTW is a little bit more competitive, I think, in that ball game, and being at home, I'm going to go with them.
All right, that's two for the Vikings. And, yeah, this is an interesting game. IKM Manning, you know, they're just always a team that you expect to play well. So you know that they're going to be ready to try to give the Vikings a game. They've won some close games so far this year and a nice win over a trainer. They had a really nice win in that first week in overtime against Esak County that they had to come back late there to try to get that win. But, yeah, this is a really tough AHSTW team. I think they have a lot of different skill players that they can get involved, and they have been so far this year. So that would make them really tough to beat. So I'm going to go ahead and go with the home team here, give them the edge, and go with AHSTW. Jim.
Yeah, I'm going to make that a sweep. I was impressed. I did get a chance to watch a little bit of that game early in the season on TV against Audubon. And, you know, you watch high school games on TV, sometimes the teams don't look as impressive as they do when you're there in person. You know, it's the bigger stage, it's TV. You're used to seeing college, NFL, big players, fast players, you know, doing it. But that was a really entertaining football game to watch. It really was fun to watch, and I was impressed by the way that they just kept pounding and pounding back. And I just think they've got a real nice ball club. They could make a nice little run here late after the regular season is over.
All right, that's a sweep there for the Vikings against the Wolves. One more pick here before we take a break, and this one is in Class 2A, as Shenandoah is on the road at Clarinda. By the way, before we jump into these picks, I do need to mention we are going to be broadcasting that game for you, IKM Manning at AHSTW, here tonight on KJN. Myself and Seth Christensen will be along for the broadcast, a 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight for that one. So should be a lot of fun. Hope you join us here on the air or on the web. All right, Shenandoah at Clarinda. Doug gets first crack at this one. Page County Super Bowl.
Page County Super, yeah, both these teams have surprised me, one in a positive way and one not so positive. We saw Clarinda first game of the year against Atlantic and thought that they looked pretty good. I mean, they moved the ball well, they looked physical, good size, but that was the only game they won. They lost their last three, so they want to get off the losing streak there. And Shenandoah is undefeated. I mean, they're I'm surprised by that. Now, most of their wins have been pretty close. You know, I think they're, you know, maybe if this game is a close game, they know how to pull that type of a game out and win those close games. But I gotta think Clarinda has got better athletes than Shenandoah. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I'm gonna take the Cardinals.
All right, that's one for Clarinda. Yeah, before the season started, I would have looked at this matchup and not even thought twice about thinking that Clarinda would be the team that has the advantage. But Shenandoah has been impressive. They've won, yeah, a couple of tight, close games. Maybe their competition hasn't been extremely tough at times, but they did beat a team last week that beat Clarinda, or that in turn beat Clarinda, a team that beat Clarinda. So it's kind of, you know, that backwards logic a little bit. But they're a team that definitely can come in there and compete. I've been impressed what they've been able to do to spread the ball around, and Clarinda's just kind of on a downslide right now. I'm surprised I'm going to do this, but I'm going to take the Mustangs. I think Shenandoah is going to get this one here, and of course, a game that they probably always look forward to. Jim.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm not going to put on the headgear because, well, that would be dumb. It's radio. Nobody'd see it anyway.
That's right.
But I will, I'm going to go with Clarinda. I just like, this could be a game that changes your entire season. You know, you're 1-3, you're kind of stumbling along, not where you thought you would be at this point, and you're playing a team that's 4-0. It's a rival of yours. It's at home. You know, you catch this one, that could be one that really turns your season around and then things start to click. So I'm going to hope so, because I need to pick up some space on Chris over here.
All right, that's two for Clorinda. Matt.
Yeah, like you guys have already alluded to, and Doug said, it's just a very odd game and how each team's kind of gotten here. Shenandoah's sitting 4-0. They've only completed 30% of their passes throughout the season. You know, two interceptions, three touchdowns. But they rely a lot on the rushing of Logan Roberts, and he's going to carry that team. Page County Super Bowl. In the last, 17 years, Shenandoah's only won it once. I don't know. They're going on the road, but there's something out there that tells me that Shenandoah's going to pick up the win, so I'm not going to leave you hanging, Chris.
All right.
I'm going to go with you.
All right, nice.
Shenandoah Mustangs.
Split it up there in the Page County Super Bowl. All right, that's our pick. Before we take a break here, we got a couple of 3A games. When we come back, we'll have more in just a moment. You're listening to Who's Going to Win.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back here on Who's Going to Win as we head to our final two picks here on the sheet, and these are Class 3A matchups, and it is Glenwood on the road at Creston here in this first matchup I have here on the sheet. I think I get first crack at it as well. So I believe the first time I heard since 1980, I believe, that Glenwood is 4-0 to start the season, which, of course, is something to say in history. Creston is off to a nice start to their season as well, 3-1. They have some talented players. Both teams beat Winterset in similar fashion, so there's not too much to separate there when you look at that comparative score. Creston does have some of the tougher competition overall, because that game they lost was to a tough Norwalk team as well. I don't know. I like what the Rams have going. They've switched things up a little bit on offense. They're running more of a triple option style this year, running the ball a lot. And their quarterback, Colton Wilberding, has been playing pretty well. He's been handling that position awfully good. So I'm going to stick with the Rams. I'll go with the alma mater in Glenwood. Jim.
Homer. Homer. Yeah, he might be a homer. But I'm going home with him. I'm going to take the Rams on the road. I was impressed last week. I thought Winterset had played better competition than perhaps Glenwood had coming into that ball game last week. And Glenwood took care of business. I was really impressed with that. And I've had a chance to watch that Wilberding kid for a couple of years now. You know, he was a young kid with some potential, but you know, was kind of trying to figure out things as he was going along. I think he's kind of figured it out now. And I don't know. That could be a dangerous team, even though they're on the road. It's a long road trip, but I think Glenwood's going to have a happy bus ride home. I'm taking the Rams.
That's two for the Rams. Matt.
Well, the one thing with Creston is you got to stop Schultz. He's averaging 26 attempts a game, so he's carrying a workload there and over 180 yards a game. Just rushing the ball, he's got 14 touchdowns. So, really, if you can stop him, contain him, you can get the job done. And I think Glenwood has that defense that can do it. They're just awfully, awfully tough up front. They're very physical. And that's not to downplay a Creston team. They're always going to be that way. But I think Glenwood's got a few more weapons that they can spread it out. You know, if you can't just stop one person on their team. So Glenwood on the road.
I have to jump in here because you're talking about the Schultz kid and you're talking about stopping him and containing him. Which is it? You can't have it both ways.
Right.
I mean, you got to do one or the other. You can't do both, can
contain
you?
Contain him.
Okay.
Contain him.
All right.
They'll be fine if they do that.
All right.
All right. Doug.
Yeah, I was very impressed by Glenwood when they played the Trojans. They looked physical and definitely much improved from last year. And, you know, the weird thing, when you go to Union County, there's some ghosts down there. And strange things happen.
Do they wear stripes?
Sometimes. It seems like it. So I think Glenwood's going to win this, but I'm going to take Creston at home for a limb pick.
That's a pretty good limb pick. This could be one of the more interesting games around the state tonight, I think. So we'll see how that plays out. All right, that's three for the Rams and one for Creston. Last game here on the sheet, it's Harlan on the road at Atlantic. Atlantic comes back home after the tough loss against ADM. Jim, you get first crack here.
So does Atlantic have 11 players they can suit up this week? You know, I know that sounds silly, but we started with small numbers to begin with, and it just seems like every week you don't go to the statistical charts to see how things went. You go to the injury charts to see how things are going to be from here on out. You know, these poor kids are just – it's frustrating because you're – in the first place, you're having to play young kids who probably in some instances aren't really ready to play at the varsity level yet. But then when they turn around and get hurt and they're not getting that experience that they so desperately need, you know, now you're having to plug some other guys in that are even younger and less experienced. You know, you just – I guess you just look to the future – at that point, and you kind of hope that this all pays off down the road, that everybody hangs strong, that everybody keeps the right frame of mind, sticks with it, works hard, and at some point, you know, this is all going to pay off. It might be later this year. Who knows? You know, there might be a few opportunities here later this year. Harlan, though, coming off a tough one last week, even though on the road at Atlantic, I've just got to go with Harlan in this one. They look like they're just a little too tough right now for the youth of Atlantic.
All right. It's one for the Cyclones. Matt?
Yeah, you know, I'll have to agree with you on this one, Jim. I'm going to go pick Harlan as well. They've played a pretty good schedule here so far. There's not anything that's really outstanding about Harlan. That's probably usually the case. But they got Tarney and Jewell, and those are their two guys that are going to carry the workload on the offense. But I think, like I said this before, I think the biggest improvement that Harlan has done from last year to this year is improve their defense. And I think that's where they're really getting it done. Because, like I said, their offense isn't really anything outstanding. They're not, you know, big statistics. And even last week in their game against Dallas Center, you know, Tarney only had maybe 60 yards rushing and 120 yards passing for Jewell. So, you know, nothing really. They took advantage of a few things that the defense gave them. So, but, yeah, I'm going to go with Harlan.
All right, that's two for Harlan. Doug?
Well, I think I'm still suffering from some shell shock from ADM's continual lighting off of fireworks right over the visitor's head whenever they scored.
Is there ringing in the ear?
As an audiologist, I would recommend that they don't do that. I might write the athletic director over there and tell him to at least shoot it some other way, not directly over our heads. And we unfortunately heard it a lot. You know, it was tough. It started out you know, competitively, you know, I think they scored first, and Atlantic came right back, I think, maybe, or did they score twice, whatever, and, you know, scored right away towards the beginning of the game. It was a nice little swing pass, and, you know, we talked about the youth movement. I mean, those are, you know, some young kids throwing to some young kids and taking the ball all the way down. I mean, definitely there's some hope there, I think, but we've got to get through the season without any more major injuries and you know, I think it's tough when you're playing those young kids like that in as Jim referenced. So I'm going to take Harlan in Atlantic. I'm hoping for the big upset, but I think the Cyclones might be a little too tough.
All right, that's three for the Cyclones. And, there was Atlantic scoring right away to tie that game up against ADM last week. It was 7-7 at the end of the first quarter and looked like it was going to be a competitive game. And then ADM scored. Atlantic fumbled on the very next play. ADM scored right away again. It was just kind of one of those quick turns where it was a 14-point swing, and it just kind of everything looked back from there. Of course, another key injury for Atlantic as well with John McConkey going down. He's just such a leader for them on both sides of the line, even though he's a young kid. You know, he's only a sophomore, but he's definitely a leader out there on the field. They're still waiting to see what his status will be. I don't know if he'll be able to play here again this week, but hopefully they'll get him back at some point here this season. And, that's what I talked about with Coach Waldstein. It's just you're not only losing players to injury, but they're players that are key players that are out there on the field that you expected to kind of lead and be out there and you know, kind of take control of the team and be those coaches out there on the field for you as well for some of those other young guys that had to play at the beginning of the season just due to numbers. And now, yeah, you're filling some more and more young guys in there. So it's tough. It's a tough go, but it's the lot they have here this year. That's just the way it is for Atlantic. And like Jim said, hopefully they're just going to learn from this experience and continue to improve and get better, because there definitely is some potential down the road with some of these young kids that are pretty skilled players. They're just not quite ready for this stage yet. We'll see what they can do here this week against Harlan. You know, at least maybe show some positive steps in the right direction. But Harlan is a very tough team, and they really have turned it around from their season last year. So going to be tough to try to get a win. I'll take the Cyclones as well, and that'll make it a clean sweep here in our final game. That's going to wrap it up for our picks here this week. Of course, stay tuned. We'll have high school football on the way for you as we bring you that fun Class 1A matchup, IKM Manning on the road at AHSTW. Seth Christensen will be along with myself, and we'll bring you the broadcast here on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1, online at KJN.com. You can watch the video stream on our TV page as well at KJN.com, and you can listen live on the mobile app as well if you choose to go that route. So we hope you join us for high school football, and once again, thanks for joining us here for our Week 5 picks here on Who's Gonna Win. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates and Nishna Valley Credit Union.
Pro Ag and Ag Business, ready to weather any storm to protect you. We are a financially strong crop insurance provider prepared to deliver a level of customer service unmatched in the industry. Pro Ag and Ag Business, customer focused, best in class products, with a team of the most experienced crop insurance professionals in the country, like Ag Business Associates. Come experience the Pro Ag difference. Contact Ag Business Associates in Atlantic at 712-243-5464 today.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.